Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Brad Carson sitting in for Gary. Gary in New York City, and he'll be back with us live on Monday. Don't forget, over the weekend, as we have the selection process ending on Sunday, where all the tournament games are filled in, you can get your brackets at 929ESPN.com. It's the Bracket Challenge. It is the Book It Horseshoe Bracket Challenge at 929ESPN.com. Make sure you get your brackets from us. We got a bunch of prizes. And I know that Jeff Calkins will be taking part in that contest with us as well. Jeff Calkins, of course, the award-winning columnist from the Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekday mornings, right here from 9 until 11. And he joins us fresh off of covering the Memphis Tigers' win at FedEx Forum. And it was just a splendid afternoon watching awesome basketball, relevant basketball, as Gary calls it, inside FedEx Forum. A crowd that was limited in number, considering tomorrow will be a sellout in all likelihood, but spirited. It sounds like you guys had a good time down there today, Jeff.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. I'm not sure tomorrow will be a sellout, but it'll be.
I don't think so.
No. I mean, the only sellout to have is Tennessee. I don't think it'll be a sellout, but I do think it'll be a good crowd. And it was, it was not bad, and it was raucous as hell. I mean, it was really loud. A lot of fun. I mean, Memphis just came out and smashed them. And it was, in terms of everything that Penny has been building towards and talking about, toughness and pace of play and all of those things, it was just a beatdown. I mean, it was just an absolute beatdown. And it was really fun to see. And it obviously sets up a great game against Houston tomorrow. So I think that'll be great, too. But it was interesting because they in the locker room afterwards, they said that they sort of called the beatdown. They said before the night before the game, Thursday night, last night, mm-hmm. they were in their hotel room and they said, we're just going to, you know, and they talked freely about this. They said, we're going to blow them out.
Wow.
And it is, I mean, now in fairness, they blew them out last time they played them here.
Right.
And they just felt like they were the better team, and they did. I mean, they said they were going to blow them out, and they blew them out. And they blew them out without Jeremiah having a particularly big game. They blew them out with Isaiah Maurice having a ridiculously great game, with Kevin Davenport having another good game. But they blew them out because, like, they were destroying them. They held them to 20% shooting in the second half. They out-rebounded them 41-30. At one point, the offensive rebounds were like 13-3. They ended up being 14-8. Memphis had more offensive rebounds.
Is amazing, considering how there are a bunch of trees on that Central Florida team.
There's certainly one. I mean, Memphis shot. You know, not even that. Memphis, heck, free throws were 19 of 29 mm-hmm. from free throws, on free throws. Jeremiah Martin ended up with
11 of them. Yeah.
13 points. He had 13 points. It wasn't like the big guns. It was just a relentless defensive performance. The bench gave him 36 points compared to 16 for UCF. It was just like a heck of a lot of fun because they play fast. But they played with this incredible ferocity that was, it sort of unleashes the crowd, and then they feed off the crowd, and the whole thing was a blast. And obviously, you know, Houston's really tough, and it sets up a really tough matchup with Houston tomorrow. But this is exactly what we wanted. It's what Gary's been talking about all along. You want to get to Saturday and have the shot to play nationally ranked Houston and see what happens. Now, Houston demolished UConn, so yeah. You know, it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a big task because you got UCF. I'm looking at KenPom now. They're at 46. So you're jumping from a team that was 46 on KenPom to basically it's a top 20. And in some metrics, it's a top 10 team. Gary called them a top three seed probably in the NCAA tournament. I mean, regardless of the win or loss.
Now you don't have to. Of course, you beat the team that was, what was it, 46? You beat them by 24 points.
Yeah, you hammered
them. You don't have to beat Houston by 24 points. You just got to beat them by one. Do I think they'll win? No.
I don't think they'll win.
But do they have a chance to win? Of course they do. That was funny. I went to the game at Houston, and Memphis was never really in that game. I think Actually, they got it down to the score will tell you in the second half it got to be reasonably close at one point. Bruton had a great game in that game, but they were just out-physicaled, out-hustled. It was after that game where Penny just said, we were in shock at right. the level of physicality. And so it was just a different kind of, mm-hmm. it's a different kind of a team. And so, but Memphis has since then, I think to their credit, they have developed some of that edge and some of that swagger and some of that toughness that will give them a chance tomorrow. And that's, it'll be interesting to see how far the team has come. It's a perfect measuring stick against what is clearly the best team in the conference.
Jeff Calkins is with us here on the Gary Parish Show, and I'm looking at ESPN now. Houston is a 7.5-point favorite tomorrow at 2 o'clock at FedEx Forum. They've only lost twice. I mean, it's a really good team. This is the home court thing is everything. I mean,
their guards are big, and they got really good players. They got 7 really good players. Their guards are big. They're tough. They rebound. They got a bunch of players that can score.
Yeah.
There's no question. The home crowd, I don't even think it's as big because it intimidates the opponent. I think it's big because it's where Memphis draws strength and confidence from. It really, for a group that hasn't all year long been that hasn't been
right,
that
yeah.
strong-minded, they really, it's more about what the Memphis players draw from the mm-hmm. crowd is what I think is what you're seeing here and what you saw today. I mean, they, like I said, it really does, it becomes a fury. And it wasn't packed, but it was deafening, and it was great. It was, in Houston, they have this cheer that they do, and it's who's ball, Cougs ball, who's ball, Cougs ball, and they you, like
oh the Memphis Cougars, so many, I get it, I
yeah,
see,
right.
yes, all right, there's
so
the connection.
They have so many turnovers. Like Memphis was turning it over, and they were getting out rebounded, and every hustle, every 50-50 ball, and you'd hear who's ball, Cougs ball, and Tyler Harris was joking that. Literally before the game against UCF, he said, we knew we were going to take business against UCF. Yeah. We were talking about who's ball, Cougs ball. Like, we remember who's ball, Cougs ball. And they said, tomorrow it's going to be the Tigers ball, which is what you want them to think. They're playing with a little bit of a swagger, and that's good.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that because you mentioned that before the game they were saying they were going to blow out Central Florida. And I hate bringing up Tubby, but it's the striking comparison of this team that was sort of, oh golly shucks, and we're going to play hard and we're going to play very skillfully fundamental basketball last year. Forget that the players weren't up to Memphis standards, but this fundamental team versus this year where it's sort of like, yeah, we're going to blow them out. Yeah, we're going to play fast. Yeah, just the swag factor it's striking how much has changed in a year with this team. Forget the recruits coming, just the style of play.
Yeah, I mean, they were turning them over like crazy today, and it's interesting.
And the swag,
though,
I guess,
confidence,
yeah.
Confidence really does have a lot. What changed in Jeremiah Martin? Jeremiah Martin, when he said, I'm the best player in the conference, he was saying that so he would believe in himself. It is sort of interesting because everyone hasn't, there are some, like Isaiah Maurice, but people will tell you, he obviously had a career,
yeah.
he had a career high today, and he's an incredibly skilled guy, but what they will tell you is that he is kind of frail mentally. Like if he gets down on himself, he'll check out. Antoine Jones said the same thing. He said Isaiah Maurice is like me. He said, if his head is right, he's good. And so it was good to see Keevan Davenport's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're not necessarily the most mentally strong dudes, but they have been playing in this tournament. And who knows? Like, it could come crashing down tomorrow. But to go on a tournament run, you've got to sort of have everything start coming together. And it feels a little bit like that's happening. Antoine Jones played better today. Obviously, Isaiah Maurice played better today. Keevan Davenport played better today. Renier Thornton didn't score a lot, but he was absolutely brilliant defensively. Just absolutely destroyed Aubrey Dawkins. And so it's a team that, as Penny said, we know who we are and we know what we have to do. And you wouldn't have said 2 months ago that they know who they are or what they have to do. They were trying to find their way. And now they've found their way. Will it be good enough to beat one of the top 20 teams in the country? We shall see. But you what you wanted is Memphis to be playing their best basketball at this moment. And what we've gotten is Memphis playing their best basketball at this moment.
By the way, a couple of breaking news pieces. We're starting to get into the season of coach firings now, too, even with the conference tournament. So the first one was Marvin Menzies, and on staff you have Preston Laird, who actually went to Memphis.
Right.
So he'll be out, as will Joe Esposito. And just reported Billy Kennedy is out at Texas A&M, and there's this rumor that Buzz Williams is up for that job. So there's some breaking news stories. I want to go back to Jeremiah Martin. I'm interested, how was Jeremiah after a game? You know, because he's been like on this terror where he's scoring, you know, 40 points in and a half at the UCF game, and although they lost that game, but you know, 25, 30 points, just doing these ridiculous things. Like, how was he after the game? He had 11 free throws, so most of his points out of his 13, 11 of them were free throws. Very an interesting game from him. How was he after the game?
Well, he said, "I was a decoy today," and you know, it's interesting. When I first talked to him, he didn't actually seem, he was a little shorter than usual, and I think he was struggling with the fact that he hadn't done as well as he thought he should have done. I mean, he was one of six from the field, and he just didn't. 13 points is not what he's used to doing. But I really do think this is true. He sees the floor. He had four assists. He could have had a lot more, honestly. What it really says is that he can have this kind of game. I mean, he shot from three. He shot 55% for the month of February. Right?
God,
that's
geez.
Crazy.
Right? It is crazy.
That would be crazy for Steph.
Yeah.
And so that wasn't going to last for forever. And and so what's to me is telling is that Jeremiah could have this kind of a game. And he wasn't great. I mean, he was good. He had 21 against Tulane. He wasn't great against Tulane either. Mm-hmm. But that he could have this kind of game, and it doesn't matter. That speaks to what this is exactly what you sort of want. You don't want him to have to carry everything. Now, will he have to have a big game tomorrow? Probably. But maybe what that will involve will be, finding the open guy. And he does that willingly. He's not a selfish player. And so if the team wins, it's hard to be unhappy.
Well, and it's such a different game for them tomorrow when they play Houston at 2:00 because, I mean, Houston's coming off basically beating UConn by 40, albeit, and Gary and I talked about UConn because there was sort of this comparison between UConn and Danny Hurley and Penny Hardaway in their first year to sort of rejuvenate these two programs. And I asked Gary about it, and he said, yeah, I mean, if you look at KenPom, Penny did a better job than Hurley did this year because they went down in KenPom. Memphis was in the low 100s, like 107 or whatever, and now they're in the 60s. I mean, so it has been a successful year for Penny, and tonight is or today is another example of that. You know,
yeah, and I think some credit also has to go to a lot of credit with the Mike Miller who did the scout for this for this game, and has done the scout for all the UCF games. Penny lavished credit on him too. I do think the staff, you have to say the staff has done a very good job, and there's no question that's true. Is it Penny? It's like we said, we kind of expected the recruiting.
Yep.
We didn't know it would be at that level that they'd get everyone they wanted, but pretty much. But we kind of expected the recruiting. We kind of expected the attendance. We didn't know expect from the other stuff. But all you have to do is watch them play today, and you realize that they've gotten better as a team, and they've embraced who they are, and that's what you want. You want over the course of the season to find your identity and be playing your best ball at this time of the year, and that's what Penny has done. And so, I think he's going against the best coach in the conference tomorrow, though. I mean, I think Kelvin Sampson, he didn't lose his job at Indiana because he, for any reason other than he was caught cheating, right?
And and now some are saying, he should do a bigger job now, right?
Yeah. He's a really good coach. Yeah. Like, he's a really good coach. It's a really good team. They will, as you pointed out, here they are playing in Memphis by 7.5. There's a reason for that.
Memphis's staff, and I don't. This is the last thing I'll have on Memphis because I know we'll move on. I want to ask you a couple other questions, but I don't want to put the cart before the horse because I want them to win tomorrow. But if they aren't to win and they lose, they would be in the NIT. What's the vibe around that? Is that more fun? Is that good? We're in the NIT.
I think they've clinched an NIT spot, and I think they're probably going to get a home NIT spot because of. Certainly with a win. So I think we're expecting that Tuesday they will have a home NIT game, and that'll be fun. It's like It's like, for example, Tennessee football. Next year, if they got to the Liberty Bowl, they'd be very happy, right?
Yep.
And it's not because that's what Tennessee football ultimately wants to be. Ultimately, Tennessee football wants to be in the New Year's Day bowls. But you start somewhere. And so for Memphis to be in the NIT, well, I don't particularly care about the NIT one way or another. Yeah. But I do think that it's just a sign of progress. I mean, they were not in the NIT last year. And they will be in the NIT this year. And that, to me, suggests they've done some good things.
Did you get a chance to watch this Duke game last night? Because Zion mania is just crazy. So now the word is that Duke, the change in the shoe is that they will replace the shoes more now so that they don't explode.
Right.
Like he had a wear problem. Like he was overexerting the shoe too much and not changing out his shoes enough. Do you buy that?
Well, the idea is that he put so much intense pressure on the shoe,
right,
because of his physicality and how, just literally the violence of his movement,
the explosiveness of it, right?
I believe that he's probably more likely to bust out of a shoe than a guy who's less explosive.
Yeah,
yes, I do
yeah.
believe. I don't think it's an accident that it was Zion who we saw bust out of his shoe. Mm-hmm. I think Zion busts out of his shoe because he's more explosive than the average dude. I do think that's true. It is crazy. I mean, he comes back from 21 games out, 21 days out, doesn't play basketball, and goes 13 for 13, 29 points. I mean, it's insanity.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable. We were debating today on my show is if Memphis happened to luck into him, would it be the biggest thing that had happened in Memphis sports since the Grizzlies came? And then the question where would you compare it to?
Yeah,
the hiring of Penny or the hiring of Cal. I think those are the only two things that could compare, right?
Yeah.
But that's how big it would be. And you would immediately be on national TV all the time. Like, it would be crazy. And I do think you can all, you know, might as well. Until it's off the table, you might as well allow yourself to dream about the possibility because it would be such a blast.
So it's either Zion or Darius Garland. Like,
it could be R.J. Barrett. Like, you could get the second pick.
Ja Morant or any of these guys, yeah.
You could get Ja Morant. I mean, I could talk myself into being happy about either of those guys, but that's not euphoria.
I will tell you, this stuff is fickle, and not to go to superstar athletes, but, you know, in Philadelphia, they are going crazy right now because I don't know if you saw this or not, but Bryce Harper got hit by a pitch, and so now they have to do an x-ray on him. He was hit by a pitch. Now, Gabe Kapler, who's the manager, doesn't think there's a problem, but just think how fast the euphoria changes. And Duke sort of just went through this, if you think about it, in one fell swoop, it's just like, you know, there goes the season,
right.
You know?
If you could get Zion, though, and put him with Jaren Jackson, it's hard if you have one superstar to keep that superstar, right? You look like in a small market.
Yeah.
But if you have two or three, it gives you a chance to actually keep them in addition to have them for their first contract. So, I mean, it would be transformative. I do think it would rival Penny Mania in terms of.
Sure.
And there would be more national attention. As much national attention as Penny has gotten,
sure.
Zion would dwarf that in terms of national attention. It would be fun.
It's 5:30. We've got Jeff Calkins on here. Two more items, and then I'll let you go because you want to get the rest of your Friday going, I'm sure, Jeff. By the way, Duke, Carolina, that game is tonight on ESPN at 8 o'clock. Florida earlier beat LSU today, 76-73. And so now, you know, I was talking to Gary about this. It seems like coaching does matter. You know, like Tony Benford is the coach and then bam, out. But I'm sure there were the distractions that go with that too. Would you think it's more distraction or more coaching that led to Florida beating LSU today?
Yeah, I obviously didn't see the game because I was at this game. So I don't know how much of it was coaching. I'm sure the SEC is happy. However,
yes.
I mean, it certainly worked out well for the SEC. And in terms of how it unfolded on the floor, though, I have no idea just because I literally didn't see it. But you can't help but think that if you're an LSU player, it would be distracting. Of course it would be.
Yeah.
It would be distracting for us at our age. If you're a 19, 20-year-old, of course it would be distracting. So, yes. But I do think coaching matters. I mean, I think that's clearly true. I mean, we saw that with Josh, that coaching matters. You can get all the talent you want in the world, but you only win at a certain level if someone isn't able to assemble that talent in a logical fashion.
Yep. And then the final thing I want to ask you about, and I don't want to spend too much time on this because it's been brought up on the station, it's the Ron Bell saga. Of course, Ron Bell is the Klingon friend, one-time friend of Josh Pastner, and now there's this NCAA violation story that emerged last night on Twitter. It's a story from the Journal Constitution in Atlanta, and there's a notice of allegations against Georgia Tech. You know, ultimately, I sort of arrived at the question, which is, Because it all leans towards, do we let the coach go or not, or does the coach get in trouble, right? So my question is just really basic. Where does this go? Do you penalize a coach like Josh Pastner if you're Georgia Tech because, hey, man, look, we trust you and we hired you because we thought you'd be a saint when it comes to NCAA issues, and we realize we're getting somebody who's probably not going to, you know, be sketchy. However, what the hell were you doing letting this cat around you as a friend, and couldn't you have better judgment? I mean, is that where we're at, that we let Josh Pastner go as a coach because he had bad judgment about a person? And where do you go with that?
No, you let him go because he's not a good coach and he's not winning at a high level. And so, therefore, this matters. And whereas if he were crushing it, no one would care, right? Mm-hmm. Then you would say, oh, it's a rogue assistant. And it's not John's fault, et cetera. But because it's if he's not living, it just depends on the level of success. If you are successful, they'll put up with any number of things. If you're not successful, I mean, short of wiretaps, confessions, which is what you had in LSU. But if you're not successful, and Josh has not been lately, then it's the kind of thing that absolutely is a reason. But in the end, people let people go or keep them. Like we saw at Ohio State football. Now, he obviously retired on his own, but they brought him back. Why? Because he's wildly successful. And that's how we decide things. And I think it's certainly human nature and expected that that's how we decide things, but it's not necessarily honorable.
Nope. Well, hey, listen, it's not our problem. Now we got Penny Hardaway, so we're good to go. Jeff, thanks for your time. It's been a long afternoon and day for you, man. Thank you so much. Jeff Calkins, host of The Jeff Calkins Show, joins us live after covering the Tigers today at FedEx Forum. Final score, Memphis 79, UCF 55. And again, 2 o'clock tomorrow, FedEx Forum, they do it against Houston. Houston favored at this point, 7.5 point favored. From everything I'm reading, and we'll see where that goes on the line. You know, I was surprised that Jeff said that he doesn't think it'll be a sellout. I, for some reason, I had it in my head. I'm thinking, well, it's spring break. People are looking for a reason to party. They're returning home. There's people downtown. Weather's good. Why not get down? Am I overthinking this?
I think Jeff's wrong about this. Because the reason is because tomorrow they're having the big St. Patrick's Day parade downtown.
That's it. What time is that? Noon? It's like in the middle of the day, too. So it times out pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's at noon and the game's at 2, so it times out good. I think people would go down and check out the St. Patrick's Day festivities.
I think Patrick's Day parade and you go.
Plus, I saw a picture. Like, there was people standing in line at Will Call after the game today buying tickets for tomorrow. Right. So you're going to get probably a lot of those people back tomorrow, and I think it's going to be a really big crowd tomorrow. I could totally see a sellout.
I had it in my head Tennessee, like the Tennessee game, you know, like a sellout type game.
I mean, it's a Saturday. It's going to be nice, and I just, again, like, when was the last time we were this excited about a game?
It was the last time.
I mean, obviously, we've been excited
Tennessee,
about a lot of games this year,
you
but
know,
I'm
Memphis
saying
Madness,
at this level, like, we've got a real chance to go to the NCAA tournament. You got to win 2 games.
It brings me back to 2 different times. One, just thinking about downtown enthusiasm and excitement, I always go back to 1 versus 2 because that was, if you remember that game, the weather was perfect. And it's going to be a little cool, but it's going to be a nice day tomorrow. And you're on Beale Street, and you see that scene. I just remember it. And I didn't even have tickets to the game. I think I went into, at the time, it was and it's now Jerry Lee's. But, you know, I just remember that scene. So I remember that scene. And then, you know, you think about so many other games in FedEx Forum or, you know, just times where the vibe is good. Because we haven't had that for so long. But today, even with the 8,000 or 7,000 people they had, they're loud. I mean, even on television, when that lower bowl is full like it was today, you can sort of feel it through the TV.
Well, and on top of that, you're going to have people from the other teams that probably bought ticket packages. Like, you're going to have Wichita State fans. You're going to have maybe
holdovers.
Some Cincinnati fans that already have seats that they already pre-bought. So they're going to be there, and Memphis fans are going to be buying up the rest of the seats, I would assume.
Yep. So Tigers, we'll talk more more about the Tigers coming up next and actually get on with the weekend. And tonight it is Mississippi State and Tennessee here on 92.9, so you can hear that game as well. Talking hoops. More next on the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. Go now to 92.9ESPN.com. That's 92.9ESPN.com and sign up for the Book at Horseshoe Bracket Challenge presented by Papa John's Pizza. You could win over $1,500 worth of stuff, a year's worth of haircuts and products and supercuts, and get a University of Memphis Platinum Jewelers pendant necklace valued at $500.
Go to 92.9ESPN.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Brad Carson in studio for Gary, who's on TV this weekend for CBS Sports Network. And this weekend, when you're picking out your teams, your brackets, you're doing all your work, you got to get into the 92.9 FM ESPN Bracket Challenge. It is the Book at Horseshoe Bracket Challenge presented by Papa John's at 929ESPN.com. Again, today, tomorrow, Sunday, and especially once those teams start loading into their slots on Sunday, you want to get in at 929ESPN.com because your chance to win like $1,500 worth of prizes. We have a $500 Tigers pendant from Platinum Jewelers that is just sick, so you're going to want to win that. So sign up, get in now, pre-register, and then the teams will be populated on Sunday, on Selection Sunday, and you could win all of those prizes. Bennett Doyle joining me in studio, and some breaking news here before we get to dinner to go and get out of here as we celebrate the Tigers win, and they will be playing tomorrow 2 o'clock at FedEx Forum. We talked a lot about the Tigers. Grizzlies play tomorrow night. Again, the Tigers game's at 2. The Grizzlies play tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. That game is in Washington. Pre-game on 92.9 starts at 5:30. But the breaking news I wanted to get to, a couple things in the NFL. But first, in college basketball, Billy Kennedy has been fired by Texas A&M, and sources are now saying, according to Evan Daniels and some other folks, that Buzz Williams from Virginia Tech is rumored for that job. He's, of course, from Texas originally, so that sort of makes sense. Marvin Menzies is out at my alma mater, UNLV, and there's a connection to Memphis because Joe Esposito is on staff there. Preston Laird, who University of Memphis guy, was on staff as well as an assistant coach, so best to Preston and his family, but they'll be looking for a coach there. And one of the rumors people we threw out on this show was Rick Pitino for the UNLV job. God, I actually, if you're going to fire Marvin Menzies after sort of fixing that program, that would be a wild second step to see Rick Pitino as a coach at any college right now. I don't see it, though, just given how the circumstances of his exit at Louisville. You had the thing in the restaurant, but more than that, the strippers and the allegations, and he's just denied everything. But I just don't see Rick Pitino as a head coach at this point. And then the other stories out of the NFL, Tyreek Hill is now under investigation. Tyreek Hill, from the Kansas City Chiefs, in a statement, the Chiefs said the club is aware of an investigation involving Tyreek Hill. We're in the process of gathering information. And Bennett, for Tyreek Hill, this involves a juvenile at his home and an alleged battery assault charge there. So more coming on Tyreek Hill. And then also in the NFL, this was earlier today, Kareem Hunt suspended by the NFL for the first 8 games of the season. And we sort of saw this coming. This is in connection to the domestic incident from February 2018. Where he shoved and kicked a woman during an altercation at his house in Cleveland. We'll do dinner to go next on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, it's 92.9's Jason and John. Go now to 92.9ESPN.com. That's 92.9ESPN.com. And sign up for the Book It Horseshoe Bracket Challenge presented by Papa John's Pizza.
Win big. A year's worth of haircuts and products at Supercuts and the We Sell Tools prize package, including professional service card, 121 mechanics tool set, and more. Win a University of Memphis Platinum Jewelers pendant necklace valued at $500.
You can win a grand prize package valued at over
$1,500 at 92.9ESPN.com. That's 92.9ESPN.com.
This is...
Don't be left standing outside this season. The Sportsbook Lounge at Sam's Town has a seat that's calling your name. Make sure to join them for all your favorite games. Enjoy the roomy seats, full-service bar, weekend food specials, and, of course, with its wall of big-screen TVs, you won't miss out on any game at Sam's Town Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
'Cause it just feels right. Sam's Town Casino.
Get to us a Sunday.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Our thanks so much to Bennett Doyle, the producer with the mostest here in studio with me today from the Jason and John Show. Thanks so much to Gary Parrish for joining us on the phone from CBS New York earlier to talk about the Tigers' win earlier today against Houston. And Dan Wolken talking a little Zion with us in the first hour. Zion, of course, and Duke playing North Carolina later. And Jeff Calkins in our second hour. He covered the Tigers' game, and he'll be there tomorrow covering the game against Houston, and he'll be back to talk about it Monday morning at 9 a.m. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Well, we learned that Memphis is moving on, and it's against Houston. They're a 7.5-point underdog tomorrow, 2 o'clock at FedEx Forum. We learned that we kind of disagree with Jeff on this one. We think it's going to be a raucous atmosphere. Bennett and I do, and I actually think they have a chance to have a full house, especially with we got the parade later on this weekend, but tomorrow's Saturday, so we've obviously got our work to get to Sunday. So hopefully they get to Sunday. But tomorrow, with the weather being nice, hopefully it's a good crowd there tomorrow. But we learned that Memphis is moving on. They'll be in the semifinals tomorrow against Houston.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Tonight, Tennessee against Mississippi State in the SEC tournament. You can hear that game on 92.9 ESPN. We are the home of the Vols. Tennessee favored by 5.5. And it should be a good game, so you can watch that and also listen tonight here on 92.9.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, Bennett, we have a brand new Dateline. This is a thing on the show. It's the time where Gary and I try to put on our most dramatic trailer voice and describe what is coming up with, hopefully, Keith Morrison. But let's just go to the tape. I'll let Mr. Voice Guy do it this time.
Dateline Friday. She was worth millions, and she wanted him out. Then she died in the tub. Accident or murder? Now, the final verdict in this real-life Manhattan mystery. An all-new Dateline, Friday at 10.
Don't watch alone, Bennett. Don't watch alone. Hashtag don't watch alone.
Do you know who's hosting tonight?
Tonight, hosting Dateline is Andrea Canning. Andrea Canning. Keith Morrison is like Weekend at Bernie's when he's on the show. They just prop him up, and it's like a puppet. Like he's not even on the show anymore. He might be dead. I hope he's not, but Keith Morrison not reporting. Andrea Canning tonight. You can watch Dateline.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
You can read Dan Wolken's column on Zion Williamson at USA Today. GP has the top 25-1, which has been updated at CBSSports.com. Make sure to read that. And check out our audio and podcast. Lots of Tiger stuff today at 92.9ESPN.com.
What's on tap next week?
Well, on Monday, Gary Parrish will, in fact, be joining us live to host the show. His producer, Brad Carson, that's me. I will be hitting buttons here back at the studios. Lots of hoops on Monday. And lots to cover. It's a big weekend in Memphis. You guys enjoy it. Get to the game tomorrow if you're not there. Memphis 901 FC hosts Ludon United. That's at AutoZone, and that's going to be fun. That game is at 7 o'clock.
So I'll be there.
That is going to be a lot of fun out there. You enjoy yourself, Bennett. Memphis Express are on the road. They're at Salt Lake, so you'll have to watch that at 3 o'clock on the tube. But we're going for the Tigers tomorrow, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll have 2 wins this weekend, and when you join us on Monday and listen to 92.9, we'll be talking about a Tigers win and hopefully an AAC championship, and we'll be talking about brackets and them in the brackets. So you guys have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Be responsible and enjoy it. As GP says, be careful, be kind, be good, and rep your hood.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.